In the last 13 years that Kachemak Crane Watch has recorded sightings of greater sandhill cranes, the birds have never returned from their winter migration earlier than April 2nd and never later than April 21st.
So they were on the late end this year because they showed up on April 21st, which kind of was surprising given that we had such an early spring.
Nina Faust is the co-founder of Crane Watch. She says the timing of the birds' return depends on a number of variables, like weather and food scarcity.
Sandhill cranes that come to Homer come from the Central Valley of California, and they follow the Pacific Flyway up through Oregon, Washington, into British Columbia, and then up through the Inside Passage and all the way up to Prince William Sound and then over into the Homer area.
Kachemak Crane Watch relies on volunteers to mark the birds' arrival each spring and to gather an unofficial count of their population during the fall, just before the birds leave for the winter.
You don't get a precise number. What you get is a range of observations during the course of the day, and you try to pick out the most that were seen at any one given time to figure out exactly sort of a ballpark figure. We still think we're in the range of about 200 or so cranes in the Homer anchor point area.
Faust says that's consistent with what the group has seen in past years, and she's taking the count as evidence the birds are sustaining their population. Another reliable indicator is the number of newborn colts that fledged or took flight for the first time.
We confirmed 19 nests this year, and we hatched 29 colts, but we only got a report of 17 fledging.
Last year, there were 24 confirmed fledglings, but Faust says that doesn't necessarily mean there's been a significant drop in the number of successful colts.
I think part of it is just our reporting isn't as good because we don't have a hired biologist running around documenting and following up and making sure all the reported nests were followed up completely through the end of the season.
According to Faust, Crane Watch will double down on its efforts to improve accuracy. They're especially motivated by concerns that this year, sandhill cranes could have a tougher time living in their winter homes in the Central Valley of California.
There are serious problems with drought and fires. And with the drought being so extended, there's a lot of concern that there's even going to be enough water to flood fields and keep the wetlands on the refuges and other areas where they use agricultural lands for roosts and for feeding.
She says if the wetlands the cranes typically use aren't able to feed them, the birds will have to migrate farther until they find the resources they need.
They're going to be stressed, and they're not going to be able to put on the body fat that they need. And it means that probably when they come back, they won't have the fitness level that they normally would have with good water resources and good food, which makes them not only more susceptible to diseases, but also might keep them from breeding or make it so that their colts won't thrive.
There is a group of California crane watchers organized under the name Save Our Sandhill Cranes. Faust plans to stay in touch with the organization to find out how well the Greater Sandhill Cranes handle California's environmental shifts. Kachemak Crane Watch reports most cranes were seen departing the Homer and Anchor Point areas on September 12th. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.